I don't understand why she's afraid now. She did.
She wasn't afraid before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or she isn't afraid now, but she...
She used to be.
Yeah, okay. What's the opposite of used to be?
Used to be. Didn't used to be.
She didn't used to be afraid. Okay. Say a man who leaves a lot of money out in plain view with the doors unlocked, you say he's mighty?
Brave.
Well, brave, or he's kind
careless.
Of... Careless. Yeah, all right. A person who, again, I think we've mentioned this in class, a person who, nothing really wrong with them, but they're kind of, they act kind of...
Weird.
Weird, yeah. Would you ever use the word queer there? He acts kind of queer? To mean strange or peculiar?
No.
If I said he acted queer, what would that mean?
He was holding hands with some other guy.
It's homosexual.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since we're on the subject, are there any other terms besides queer that you could use to describe homosexual?
He's a homo.
Yeah, homo. And things like that?
He's funny.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Funny boy. All
right. What about gay?
Yeah.
How would you say that
he's gay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Fag?
Yeah. He's a fag.
Fairy?
Yeah. He acts like a fairy.
Okay. What about... What about a person who makes up his mind about something and refuses to change it? Whether he's right
he's or set in his ways.
Set in his ways. He's mighty...
Anything stubborn.
Somebody, you just can't joke with them without them losing their temper. You say they're mighty.
I don't know.
Whatever. Could you use touchy there? Touchy person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not necessarily touchy, because if somebody's touchy, they could get hurt too. You know, not very, just angry.
Very sensitive person?
Yeah.
Maybe irritable?
No. Well, irritable might be referring to getting angry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he'd get...
angry.
Mm-hmm.
Or hurt.
All right. And again, somebody like that, if they're about to lose their temper, you might say, well, now just...
cool off.
Mm-hmm. Or keep...
Keep your cool.
Okay, keep calm, maybe?
Yeah.
Say that part?
Keep calm.
All right. At the end of the day, like you probably were during the weekend, or after you've worked very hard, at the end of the day, you say you're very...
tired.
What about a severe case of it? I'm just old.
I'm wasted.
Okay, all right. Anything besides that? I'm all...
I'm tuckered out, but I don't ever say that.
Okay.
I'm puckered out, tuckered out.
We're worn out?
Worn out, yeah.
Okay. It's recorded, make it straight. I guess we're okay. All right, somebody who has, you hear somebody's in the hospital, you might say about them, well, I didn't know that. When was it
he went into the hospital?
Went to the hospital, or if you're talking about his contracting some illness, you say, when was it he...
became ill.
You know, or something sick.
Got sick.
Somebody who got overheated and then chilled so that his eyes and nose started running, you'd say he, what,